Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years about performing my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to be highly adaptable and highly relatable, which makes it easy for her to establish new relationships. Now, in addition, she makes complex concepts very easy to understand and apply. So I am super excited to introduce Tina Jones. Now, as a life empowerment coach and business strategist, Tina understands the joys and challenges of business planning and strategic growth. Having built multiple businesses from idea to execution to sale, she is passionate and skilled at empowering entrepreneurs to create sustainable, sellable businesses that honor their core values and support the lifestyle they love. Tina's mission is to empower, educate, and equip individuals with the knowledge, tools, and support so that they can achieve their big dreams in life, business, and relationships. Now, she guides her clients toward their personal healing by teaching them simple tools that they can use anytime. Now, clients call Tina focused, knowledgeable, and sincere in her desire to see them succeed. She's even been referred to as an ace in your pocket to help take your business to the next level. And when not bringing ideas and people together, Tina can be found experimenting with new abstract art techniques, dreaming up a healthy dinner alongside her husband in the kitchen, outside hiking in nature, or working on a new knitting project. Well, welcome, Tina. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hello, Wendy. Thank you for having me.
I just love how you're helping business owners create strategies that result in successful businesses as well as their lifestyles. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, well, your business has to be built around who you are and your core values because it's your business.
Yeah, absolutely. They all go hand in hand. So, and Tina, I'm curious exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, starting my own coaching practice, I've been a coach now for about 4 years. And well, I've been an entrepreneur for going on almost 25 years now. So
Wow.
my original business, when I first started being an entrepreneur, was based on my personal core values and what my family's needs were. And same with the coaching business, over the years, over 25 years, my family's needs have changed. So I just looking at who I am and what I'm skilled at and good at, coaching was just the natural next step at this stage in my life. So
Yeah, it's amazing how it really is a journey, and we are gaining so much expertise along the way, and it broadens our horizon, if you will, in terms of different areas that we can step into and support based on needs that we perceive. So yeah, I love that you, I mean, gosh, being an entrepreneur for over 25 years, it is something that is naturally running through your thought process, and it's just how you approach life. So it stands to reason that you would see just a new rendition or a new version of yourself emerging. So now you had just mentioned, I think that you have had your coaching practice now for 4 years. Now, during that time, has your business mission or vision evolved?
absolutely. So, like, my last business was a residential cleaning service, which was a long totally different than coaching. Mm-hmm. Similar. So the shift from one industry to another was a challenge. And looking at, okay, what are my skill sets? What am I good at? And what's fun for me was the other question that I asked.
Nice.
What's fun for me? And then, you know, the other question to ask is, you know, what does the market need right now? Mm-hmm. So those were the questions I stayed with. I've gone from teaching conflict resolution as my primary focus to teaching getting over trauma and emotional intelligence kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. To ultimately now my primary focus has been helping startup entrepreneurs or struggling entrepreneurs to get systems, structure, strategies in place for their business so that it functions smoothly and efficiently so that they can grow and scale without going into overwhelm. Because entrepreneur, my goodness, there's so many hats that you wear. It's like, totally. You know, there's the sales, which, you know, Wendy, you focus on the sales piece, and then there's the marketing piece. And then there's like, you know, there's so many pieces to being an entrepreneur. What is the one thing that I'm really good at? And then what are the pieces that I hire somebody else for? That's really the big question, because you can't be good at all of the pieces.
Right. Yeah, that is true. And we aren't born with those skills. And it comes to a point where, well, what do we delegate and what do we learn? Where do we go through the learning curve and what do we reach out to and hire an expert? So, and obviously you have that deep history of building and running your own businesses. So yeah, I can see how your vision and mission continues to evolve because you have such a broad skill set and expertise. So, but have there been any big roadblocks that you've had to overcome in your, this recent version of business for yourself in your coaching practice?
Of course, there's always roadblocks and challenges. That's kind of, I think for me, the fun of being an entrepreneur is moving through the challenges. You know, how do I work through that? So in today's world with everything being digital and online, there's some huge challenges one, I was in a service industry, which marketing a residential cleaning service is completely different than marketing a coaching practice.
Right.
So that was a major challenge. Like I'm pretty good at sales. I had a really great conversion rate in my last industry, but moving over to coaching, it's like, I know how to build a website because I've done that before, but now in this world, it's totally different. So yeah, the challenges were like, how do I coach it? How do I market? And then figuring out what my niche is and how do I market that? Mm-hmm. Market to that person. Yeah.
That's interesting because, you know, in your previous business, which sounds like it was just thriving, it basically, even though it's a service-based business, the outcome or the service is transactional. It's like, okay, we go from, you have a home or a business that needs cleaning and we come in and we do a 5-star job and we walk out and it's spotless. Now yep. With coaching, you're dealing with humans and their mindset and their beliefs. And it's not just, you know, okay, we're going to go in and, or like a practitioner, okay, you're running a fever and you've got this and we're going to, you know, do this and it's going to fix that. It's more of an evolution or a transformation, right? And so it becomes a much broader outcome and not quite the clear boundaries that, say, a cleaning service operates within. So it's interesting, and not being able to really zero in on a certain niche is obviously because, again, you have such broad expertise and can provide support in so many different areas. And you brought up one of my favorite topics, sales. So let me run with that a little bit. You're obviously an expert at helping people build successful businesses and lifestyles that they love. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations?
Yeah, it is a huge important part. Just kind of going back to my last business, I had built a sustainable practice that was a, you know, repeat business, but I wanted to be a life coach. I wanted to move over into coaching. So my goal was to sell my business, which ultimately I did. So I love, Wendy, that you teach, you say you teach a system that is repeatable and duplicatable, mm-hmm. that people can learn and then just repeat, rinse, repeat, which right. is like exactly what I did. Like, I came up with a plan for my cleaning business, and this is how I'm going to sell it. And once I got the ideas fully integrated into my mind, and then I just did the thing. I sold my business in 3 weeks, actually.
Wow.
And within 3 weeks of the moment that I decided, because we got the phone call that we were moving to Salt Lake City, my husband got a job transfer. Uh-huh. So I could no longer continue to do the job because, you know, I had to move.
Sure. Right.
So, 3 weeks, it was,
that's amazing to sell a business. Yeah. That's,
yeah, it was, took focus and a plan and then working the plan until I got the outcome that I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was getting X number of yeses. So I'm going back to your question, which was, in my current coaching business, do I have challenges with sales? And yes, because the challenge for me currently is the final ask for the sale.
Mm.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, you've found out what their specific needs are and you've presented your, you know, what it likes to work with you. And then the frustrating part here, what I'm hearing you say, is just the actual, okay, let's wrap this up, and you know, here's what we do to get started. So that final ask component.
Yes. Okay. So what I tend to do with my coaching practice now is send them an email and go, yeah, so I'll check back with you in 2 days, instead of just going, great, would you like to get started right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's it's understandable, because you know, transitioning from the work that you were doing prior, you had this obvious established business with a rock solid reputation for years. And, you know, probably went to your website and there's five-star ratings, you know, oh, Tina did a fantastic job, or her, you know, I'm sure you had employees and whatnot. And, uh-huh. and so here with this business, again, we're dealing with something that is the intangible, right? And so you're wanting to still create that sense of trust within people, is what I'm guessing. And I'm hearing, what I'm perceiving, is that there's a little bit of a mindset shift that's needed to have that same sense of, this is a done deal. Our services, you know, our work together is beginning at this point, and simply, you know, when do you want to schedule your first session? You know, let's schedule our first session together and let's get the ball rolling, instead of wanting to prolong the process or have this, you know, in your mind, this need to send them an email and maybe give them the opportunity to quote unquote think about it. Well, when my prospective clients want to think about it, for me, that gives them the opportunity to think about the doubts, to think about the reasons not to. Whereas at that moment when they're talking with you is when they have the most clarity. Really, it's when they have, you're right there, you're able to answer their questions. You know, if they're not ready to move forward, it's because they still have some questions or some fears or some hesitations. And when you just pass the ball to them to, okay, I'm going to send you an email and a contract to review. And when it's the cleaning service, there's a very clear boundary and expectation for the outcome. Now, when you're working with somebody on their business strategy or their empowerment, or they're building a business that is scalable, there's a lot of complexities there and also possible areas of question or doubt that come up. Well, how can she possibly do this? And so the point to what I'm saying here, to get right, you know, to bring some clarity, is that the more time that you give people to think about the decision, the more frequently they're going to just naturally bring doubt into the decision-making process. So for me, what I always recommend for my clients is to, okay, well, let's get your first session scheduled. And that is the thing that goes right on the book, right on the calendar. Let's schedule your first session. And it brings that sense of commitment and ready to get going. And then you follow up with an email that provides a link to pay the invoice. And in the invoice is simply stated, this needs to be paid prior to our first session.
Wendy, how in the world did you just make that so freaking simple? Sorry. I'm over here laughing at myself because I'm thinking through the whole process. Like, I can say with 100% confidence, my close rate in my last business, if I got them first step was to get them on the calendar with a quote where I would go to their home. And if I got them on the calendar and got into their home, I closed 100% of those sales. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how simple is that for me to say, let's go ahead and book your first appointment?
Yeah, let's get you on the books. Let's schedule our first session. Let's get going. This is exciting. And so it just creates that sense of all in, we're just going. Absolutely. Let's get going. Let's get this work started.
Let's get this already going. Right there. Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, great. Well, hopefully that's shifted your paradigm a little bit and adjusted that little roadblock for yourself and made your process just a little bit more streamlined, because people are people, you know, and they need to have that leadership. Like, here's what we do next. And it's easy and let's get going. So
yeah.
Fantastic. And, you know, it's interesting to me when I think about the work that you're doing and this current state of the pandemic, which unfortunately is still ongoing. I thought by now for sure we would be well past it, but we aren't. There is light at the end of the tunnel. I have fingers crossed here, but I can only imagine how the pandemic, with all the stress and financial implications, you know, for businesses and the topsy-turvy impact that it's had on certain industries, certain niches, certain aspects of people's lives, it's got to have created this huge need for the work that you do. Can you speak to that a little bit in terms of how the pandemic has impacted the work that you do?
Yes. Well, there's like a couple ways. So I currently live in Salt Lake City, and the last 3 years, I have been the host of an in-person expo for the alternative spiritual community.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So a lot of my clients are from that healing world. So they're healing modalities like Reiki and all the other healing modalities.
Right.
So crystal gift shops, tarot card readers, psychics, mediums. So I have been marketing those people for the last 3 years. So my in-person event, which has been one of my biggest time consumers and one of my biggest financial investments and everything, had to be virtual. And so it's changed a lot. A lot of those people are used to only doing things in person, and they've now had to switch. And yes, this pandemic has gone on longer than anybody's expected. So the in-person psychic fairs, in-person expos and festivals just are not happening. So a lot of these people are struggling with, where do I get clients now?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've had to learn how to create a consistent strategy for getting new clients. That does include a good sales strategy, but it also has to include a marketing strategy, which I teach people how to do that in quarters and set up a simple strategy. And I make it simple. Like, I try to break it down into, you do one thing per week, like focus on one topic. And then we break that down into bite-sized pieces or full dinner meals or like whatever, but you're really only marketing one thing. So as far as my client interactions, now they're all, of course, over Zoom.
Right, right.
Which is actually easier when I'm teaching business concepts. It's way easier over Zoom. Yeah, there's been a lot of changes.
Right. Yeah. And it has really impacted those people that are used to conducting business in person And now, just like you said, they're left not really understanding how to build their business when no longer can we get together in these big conferences or conventions. So yeah, that's interesting. Well, Tina, how do you work with people who want to finally, you know, feel empowered and fulfilled because they have that thriving business and are living their dream lifestyle? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. So I always start with who the person is and what their core values are and what are their superpowers. So one of my favorite books that got me into coaching was by Marcus Buckingham, Discover Your Strengths. It's okay. Now called Strength Finders. But basically, what are you really good at? And, you know, focus on that and then hire somebody else to do the other things that you're not good at. And on top of that, I like for entrepreneurs to be educated on the vocabulary of whatever that thing is that they don't like to do. For example, a website. Some women in particular over 50 struggle with technology. And they're like, I don't want to build a website. That's totally fine if you don't want to build your own website. But I need you to understand as an entrepreneur, the language behind what your website is. Yeah. And put together your brand colors, your brand sheet, so that you as the entrepreneur need to choose, you know, the goals of your business and you know the outcome, the desired outcome. But you need to find people to work with you who are a match for what you desire. Mm-hmm. I see entrepreneurs sometimes who are like, oh, I don't want to look at that. Like, I don't want to build my own website. So they don't understand the language, like what's a domain name and hosting and,
right,
you know, all of that. Yep. So they end up getting taken advantage of by somebody who says, I will build your website and I'll host it for you. And they take their money and then disappear.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen that too many times over. It's like, no, don't give away the keys to your house. You're going to own your domain. You're going to own your hosting and you have the keys to your house. And then if you need to change the locks, you can change the locks and hire somebody else. Mm-hmm. If you don't like who's working. But you have to know enough about each area of your business so that you don't get taken advantage of. I did. My first couple years of coaching, I was like, you know, we have to do emails and stuff, which I never had to do in my last business.
Right.
We just showed up to the house, right? So having an autoresponder and an opt-in and all those things that are new, I was like, well, I'll just hire a virtual assistant. Well, I hired a virtual assistant, but I didn't give her anything to do. So, because I didn't have a direction, I thought maybe she would give me direction, but she didn't. So I ended up wasting 2 years spending money on a monthly retainer for a VA who I never really accomplished the things that I needed to accomplish. And then 2 years later, I learn what I need to do. And it's like, oh, well, that's what I should have been telling her. Yeah. Like, well, you know, so you've got to know. As the CEO, you need to know the why behind things. Somebody else who's going to implement it might need know the how. Mm-hmm. But as the entrepreneur, you need to know why they're, anyway.
Yeah, it's very complex. And like you said, I mean, it's going from, you know, possibly doing business in person with people to now relying on the online presence. And, you know, you bring in all that expertise and are able to really step in and help people fill in those gaps with the areas that they don't really feel they have knowledge around so that they can build a business that is thriving, which is everyone's dream. But if they don't know exactly what to do, that's where your expertise just steps right in. And with 25 years in business, you have just such a wide range of skill sets. It's just so impressive. Well, how can listeners reach you who are interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, they can find me on social media or my website, tinajones.net is my Facebook and my website.
Okay.
both of those. That would probably be the easiest way to find me on social media. I know Tina Jones is like a super common name. So yeah, I got tinajones.net. So.
Okay, good. Perfect. Well, that's easy enough. TinaJones.net. And on Facebook, searching your name, Tina Jones, probably business strategist, possibly.
Empower You.
Empower You. Okay.
Empower You Consulting. Yeah.
Empower You Consulting. And do you spell the word you out, or do you have it?
Yes.
As...
Okay. No, I spell it out. So, and my event that I host in person, I don't know when we'll be able to be in person, but it's called the Empower You Expo.
Oh, nice. That's great. Yeah. So, I love that name. It's definitely tells what it's all about, right? Empowering you. So, but it's not the ING. I understand. Empower You Consulting. So
yes.
Fantastic. So, well, Tina, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, which have been over the course of 2.5 decades, what's some advice that you could share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed, which I feel this question is just, it's right up your alley. It's pretty much what you do.
Well, you will always have that question. Always. As an entrepreneur, you face that question often. You have to go back to, why am I doing this? Over the past 25 years, I have questioned, why am I doing this, hundreds and hundreds of times. But for me, I do and have done each one of my businesses because it's what worked for my family the best and worked for me the best. If your why isn't big enough, then you won't have the motivation to overcome the obstacles and challenges that you face.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's just, it's part of it. And I think I heard you say earlier, it's in your mind anyway, your mindset is that those challenges keep things exciting, which is, I love that mindset. It's really the true entrepreneurial spirit, you know, versus the, oh, it's, I guess I wasn't meant to do this. No, that's not what that's saying. It's just meaning that you're in business for yourself, and challenges do come up because of the unknowns that we just aren't born with all the skills, but we can acquire them. So yeah, that's great. Well, Tina, it's just been so great hearing about your journey through your other businesses that you've started and run and sold to this impactful work that you're now doing, empowering, educating, and equipping individuals with the knowledge, tools, and support so that they can achieve their big dreams in life, in business, and in their relationships. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you for having me, Wendy.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Tina Jones through her website. That's tinajones.net, or find her on Facebook, Tina Jones, or Empower You Consulting. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Tina Jones. And as always, here's to your success.